Well, Jerry, you're going back in ancient history. Well, I'll do the best I can as far as answering your questions. My early life in professional baseball, I was scouted in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I was living there with my mother at the time, and I was playing for the Press Gazette, which is the local newspaper, semi-pro. I couldn't play first base. I had to play right field because my brother, who was older than I, was playing first base. And I didn't really care for baseball. Of course, being from Green Bay, you had to like the Packers and like football. So I played anyway. It just happened that Red Smith, a coach for Curly Lambeau and the Packers, was also a coach for Casey Stengel at Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Brewers and the American Association of AAA Club. And it was they asked me to go down there for a tryout to Milwaukee, which I did. They offered me a contract, gave me $50, all $1 bills, made it look like my pocket was full, and $175 a month to play. Not quite what they make today. And it happened that Red Smith had come back to Green Bay to visit, and they'd come to the park that one night, and I hit a couple home runs or something, and that's how I was scouted and got into baseball. And I did, and also in the same week I was supposed to go, it was in July, and I was supposed to have a tryout with the Green Bay Packers playing football, because that was my first love, with no college background. And I did, a friend of the family talked my mother out of signing the contract because of being a minor in football, but she did sign the one for baseball. You also asked, Jerry, in question number one, if there were any kids that I grew up with also went to pro ball. The only one that I remember was Art Dittmeyer, a pitcher who was with Kansas City in New York. And that was in out of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, because, you see, my mother and father were divorced, and my father lived in Massachusetts, where I spent most of my life. Met my wife for 34 years, and married and had two children. He also asked me to go with my career briefly, my baseball career, at 44 when I signed with Milwaukee, and then the following year they sent me to Class D in Middletown, and I was traded to Lima, Ohio in that league the same year. I hit 300. Then I went to Columbia, South Carolina, Ogden, Utah, Providence, Rhode Island, Muncie, Indiana, Oneonta, New York, Lynn, Massachusetts, finally bringing us to 49 at Williamsport, which was a Detroit farm club. And all this was traded and swapped and shipped, and that's how we went through the minor leagues. And, of course, getting back to Middletown, that was Class D. Columbia was A, Ogden was B, Providence was A, Muncie was D, Indiana was C, Lynn was B. These are classifications that, as they don't have them today in that category, they have AAA, AA, and A, that's all. But, you talk about bus leagues and lousy buses, but that was my life. And went to Binghamton, then Williamsport, Binghamton, Pittsburgh. St. Louis Browns on a look-see basis. Back to San Francisco in the Coast League. Back to New Orleans in the Southern League. And then 2 years at Hollywood in the Coast League. And finally you get a break after a few times like this. They always keep telling you to go out and have a good year and make a cent for you. And 53, I was the MVP of the Coast League, and led the league in home runs, RBIs, total bases. Yeah. They sent me back again in 54, and I asked Mr. Rickey, I says, what do you want me to do to become president of the league? That's about as high as I can go out there. But they had their favorites, and of course they had bonus players at the time, and directors of the club would want to look good with these bonus players because they'd invested the owner's money. Gary, I've taken a brief vacation from your recording here. I've had a little setback with my back. I've had a diagnosis of arthritis in my back and in my knees and in and around and up and down, you know. But getting back to Williamsport in 49, it seemed that you're going to concentrate on the Eastern League in the 49-50s era. There was a few from Williamsport. We had a mediocre club. It wasn't too good, but two guys, Dick Marlowe and Doc Doherty were with that club, and myself, I think, were the only ones that ever made it to the big leagues. And we had a mediocre club. We played for a guy named Cap Crosley, who, by the way, goes back in my history, too. My father had played with Cap Crosley back in Illinois in a semi-pro league. I'm going back probably before I was born, in the early 20s. But it was nice playing for him. And he later, when I saw him the next time, was in San Francisco, and he and his son became international bridge players and a championship caliber, I might say. My best season, I think, in the minor leagues would have to be 1953 in Hollywood, California, when I'd mentioned I was the most valuable player and led the league in home runs, RBIs, total bases. We won the pennant by 15, 18 games, I don't recollect right now. And my most memorable singles experience in the minors, well, there are many of them because I spent 11 years down there. And probably the greatest experience I had was playing all nine positions while at Hollywood and seeing the difficulty in other positions other than first base. And if you recollect in the history books, Branch Rickey tried to make a left-handed pitcher out of me in 1951. And of course, I started out in that playing the nine positions as catcher, and it never seemed to pan out as a catcher. I think it can be done if a young lad is started out early enough in age. I was 25 years old when he tried to make me a left-handed catcher. But the in the majors, you mentioned the eight home runs in 8 days, eight games. That was one of my biggest experiences, and of course, playing in three World Series with the Yankees. And it was always a thrill to get into the World Series and playing with a winner. And you know, when you're at a twilight of a mediocre career, it feels real good. And just playing in the major leagues is a great experience, and you can never duplicate it any other way. But now question number three, you said you were going to concentrate on the Eastern League in the 50s, primarily Binghamton. You want to share some of the recollections about the season? Well, we had a pretty good ball club. We had some bonus players on there, and we had Art Mazmanian from Southern Cal and Jim Breidweiser from Southern Cal. And we had a pretty good ball club, a lot of good bonus players, good hard-throwing pitchers, but it seemed that we couldn't catch Wilkes-Barre. Wilkes-Barre was loaded with talent from Harry Suitcase Simpson to Bob Shackles to Sweetwater Clifton, and they just had a tough Dave Pope, I think, was another outfielder they had. It was a Cleveland franchise, and they were loaded with a lot of talent. And we would go away from them. We'd come within one or two games of them, but as soon as we played them, they'd knock us out, beat us four games straight or five, whatever it was, and we'd be right back where we were before we left them the last time. But it was a good season, and as you mentioned, Thurman Munson said the clubhouse in Binghamton was probably the worst in baseball. That's true, and it was no different in the 50s. It was the same old park. They just put another coat of paint on it. But I would say Binghamton was one of the better baseball cities that I played in. The people were great, and I liked Mr. Johnson. They did a lot for the people there, and I got to know a lot of the natives that lived there. Got to be friendly. One of my sons, my oldest boy, Dale Jr., was only three at the time, and they always took care of him. And it was really a great year. And of course, Selkirk, George Selkirk, was our manager, and he was a good manager. They'd been to the big leagues, and of course, he's the one that replaced Ruth in right field for the Yankees back in the 20s. But it's tough to say. What I'd like you to do is, if you could go back and find a lot of the guys who went from the Eastern League. It was a good league, and guys who went from the Eastern League to the big leagues. I know there's many of them made the jump. I went from there to the Pirates. Sam Mealy, Murray McDermott, Whitey Ford, I'm just throwing these names off the top of my head that I can try to recollect who they were. Maybe I'll think of some more as we go through this thing. But it was a good league. Albany, Elmira, Hartford. I think George Crow was with Hartford at the time. He went up with the Braves. I remember Ralph Kiner went from Albany to Pittsburgh. So it was predominantly a pitcher's league. If you hit 300 in this league, you were doing very well in those years. It's a sad thing to see the league collapse. Like Albany, I live in the Albany area now. The Senators Stadium where they had it was one of the best in minor leagues, and of course it's torn down and there's a car wash there now, and people cry for it, they look for it, and it's not there anymore. And of course television coming along threw everything into a car wash and never really developed anymore. But it's funny playing in the minor leagues for managers that have been to the big leagues and back, and for instance, Selkirk, it's kind of a letdown for them to come back, go backwards, and probably looking for greater things in the future to go up to the big leagues and manage. But they go out and do their job, and I don't feel that there were a lot of good people in the minor leagues.
And then when going into high school and playing prep ball, American Legion and Sandlot ball, I played mostly as a first baseman and outfielder, preferring first base most of all. In my senior year,